Hello, Autumn Miles here with the Autumn Miles Show. So glad you're joining us today. It's a beautiful day in the Metroplex. I sure do love Dallas. Don't you love Dallas? We got the Cowboys. We got the Mavericks. We got the Rangers. I'm not even a sports fan. And I got to say, I love living here in the Metroplex. What a blessing it is to live here. I have got a word for you today. It's a beautiful thing, the promises of God. The promises of God literally have changed. When I realized that it wasn't a bunch of junk in the pages of God's word, I mean, there was a time when I was so far from the Lord, I just thought the Bible was a bunch of stories and it was a self-help book. You know, just like anyone would write. I didn't realize that the promises of God as a believer were mine to stand on, were mine to claim, were mine as my inheritance. I did not understand the wealth of a future that I had based on reading a promise of God and standing on it. I love that song, Standing. I'm not going to sing because you all turn your radios off, but you know the song, Standing on the Promises of God. Well, maybe I will sing, Standing, Standing on the Promises. And I'll see what I mean. I can't sing. But you know what I'm talking about, standing on those promises. That's what we're going to talk about today. I'm so glad you've joined us. I want you to come to Blush Network, which is the ministry that I lead. I love it. Blush Network. We are going to have an event April 21st, which is a Thursday. We had one of these society events last month. It was our first one. We kicked it off. It was amazing. We had lots of awesome people that came. I was able to just engage with them, took lots of pictures, signed lots of books, prayed, cried. I was crying at some point. I mean, you know, it was an amazing night. Women, this event is for you, April 21st. You can email Lauri, Lauri, at autumnmiles.com if you would like to come. She will enter you, and we have a private Facebook page on this where we update things and stuff. And I just love to look at it. I love the interaction. Now, we have these groups all over the country, so it's not like Dallas is the only one doing this, but the Blush Network has one in LA. We have one in Houston, in Ohio. Oh my goodness, I'm going to butcher them all. And Phoenix and Virginia, and my mind is leaving me at this point. But we did launch one here in Dallas, and I am 100% excited about the future that we have here in the DFW area with this society group. It's free. You don't have to pay. I love stuff that's free. I'm like, free food? I'm there. Free drink? I'm there, you know. So love stuff that's free, and you do too. Come on, you just like me. Anyway, we are back to the promises of God. Now, people are constructing their lives today on a bunch of crazy stuff. There is so many people out there that are forming their life on whether or not they're successful at work, or whether or not how they look, or whether or not they came from a good home. People are constructing their lives on all sorts of crazy ideas, all sorts of crazy notions. And I used to be one of those people. I want you guys to just stick with me today. I have learned when all of the plans for my life failed and went south miserably, I learned in that moment, in those moments, those years, to construct my life on the promises of God. When I was trying to achieve my dream myself and it fall flat. Well, it's because there's no stability in myself. There's no stability in human strength and human mindset, but there is stability in the promises of the Lord. And I learned this. And today I just kind of want to walk you through just 10 little things for me. I find this really encouraged me writing this out. And maybe those of you that you kind of feel like your life is totally crazy right now and you need something stable. You need a 2x4, if you will. That's the word picture that we're going to use, a 2x4. You need a 2x4 to stand on that you know is going to hold you up, that you know you can go back to, that you know is not going to fail. It's strong. You need that in your life. You need to construct your life on something that is not sand. That when the winds come and the floods come, it's not going to knock over your house, but it's going to be strong. I found that in the promises of God. And the promises of God are the foundation for hope for you, for your future, no matter what situation you may find yourself in. I'll just start off with the first one. At 3 a.m. in the morning, I've talked about this multiple times. I felt, this is how I felt, screwed up, totally rebellious, and sinful. I was in an abusive marriage. I had gotten there sinfully. I married this man in a sinful decision. I knew God didn't want me to do it. And here at 3 a.m. in the morning, I am in the middle of paying for my mistake. The consequences of my mistake were real. I was suicidal at that point. I was getting abused at that point. And at that point, I knew I felt very out of control. I felt like I needed something to grab onto. I needed something stable. And my parents weren't that. My circumstances weren't that. I was working 1,000 hours a week trying to just make the ends meet. I was literally out of control. And what I needed was something stable. Maybe that's where you are today. I remember opening up my Bible at that tender moment when I knew I was rebellious. I knew I was sinful, to Psalm 91:16, contemplating suicide. With long life, I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation. Now, that might not mean a lot to you, but when you're contemplating suicide, you believe God wants to kill you. And then God gives you that verse when you do a Bible flip open. With long life, I will satisfy you and let him see my salvation. I immediately at 3 a.m. in the morning had hope. Okay. If God is speaking to me, he intends to make good on this promise. Okay. In that moment, I had hope. I all of a sudden had this sense of freedom. Long life is possibility. You'll save me from my circumstance. It was my first 2x4 in my relationship, not just my relationship with God, but my relationship with my own future. I laid it down, Psalm 91:16, 3 a.m. in the morning. A couple of years later, a year later, maybe, I was still in the same circumstance. I was still in the same place in my life where I was married to a guy who was still mistreating me. I didn't know exactly how I was going to get out of this situation. I had my 2x4 of with long life, I'm going to satisfy you, but my circumstances didn't change in that moment. I only had the promise of salvation of the Lord. And I remember sitting, my ex-husband had just left for work, and I was held captive. I felt in bondage. I couldn't see a way out. And I remember, I believe it was Kay Arthur, a Bible study that I was going through. It was a daily devotional, and I was reading this page feeling very in bondage, not seeing a way out. I needed a 2x4 from God's word. I needed something else to stand on. I needed to build on the faith that he had started in me. And I remember reading, you know, do you feel like you're a slave to something or someone? Well, don't fear, precious child of God. She says that. For in the midst of your darkest of days, your day of Jubilee is coming. And she talked about the year of Jubilee in Leviticus 25:10. And I opened it up and I read it. It said, you shall thus consecrate the 50th year and proclaim a release through the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a Jubilee for you. Each of you shall return to his own property. Each of you shall return to his own family. And when I read Leviticus 25:10, you shall thus consecrate the 50th year and proclaim a release through the land to all its inhabitants. I thought, a release, that's what I need. And the Lord, I knew, was speaking to me in that moment. A release is coming. A release from this bondage is coming, Autumn. Stick with me. You're going to be okay. There's another 2x4 I placed on the first one. Here I went to, God was releasing me from this marriage. We went to counseling and all sorts of things. And I went to my church, and I've told this story previously, but I went to my church, and, my church didn't understand it. They weren't behind a woman who's been abused getting a divorce, and I had filed for divorce. And I remember sitting in the room where I was in, looking at the deacon board, and they were telling me, you know, we're going to discipline you. We're going to kick you out of the church. It was a horrible night. And in that moment, I felt very, very rejected by these people, rather than aided, rather than my church being a place where I could go for solace and a haven for me who had been literally battered. It was quite the opposite. But I remember sitting there and they were rejecting me in that moment. And I went home and God gave me Psalm 71:20. You, David is talking to God, who have shown me many troubles and distresses. You will revive me again. You'll bring me up from the depths of the earth. You will increase my greatness and turn to comfort me. I couldn't understand why I was getting so rejected by man, but I went home. I got in God's word and there was a promise. You'll revive me. You'll bring me up from the depths of the earth. You'll comfort me. You'll increase my greatness. So I stood on that promise. You see what I'm doing here? Constructing my life, not on my feelings, not on my circumstances, not on what men think of me, not on how much money I have. My life began to be constructed on the promises. So I went from one promise to another. Okay, God, you're going to bring me up from the depths of the earth, because that's where I feel like I'm at right now. The depths, like you don't get much more deep than your church kicking you out. You don't get much more kicked down when you're weak than your church kicking you out. And I felt like I was at the depths, but God, you're going to bring me up. And I'm going to cling to you. I'm going to cling to this promise. When I, when God delivered me from that marriage, I went to Liberty University, and I was needing purpose. I was desperately seeking a greater calling. And we get this question all the time at the Blush Network. I get this question in my personal social media all the time. How do you know what you're called to? Well, if you follow your passion, it'll lead you to your purpose. Follow your passion, it'll lead you to your purpose. That passion was not given to you for no reason. If you follow your passion, it will lead you to your purpose. Just follow your passion. What are you passionate about? What ignites something in you? It's very simple. People make it so hard. What is it? And at that time in 2003, I was through my divorce and I knew God needed to use me. I kept telling the Lord, you've got to use what I've done for your glory. You've got to use what I've done for your glory. You've got to turn this around. I have failed you and I need you to use it for your glory. I kept praying that day in, day out, day in, day out. And I knew God was going to use me to do some sort of communication. And in 2003, I was seeking that. I was sent out as the first female intern at Liberty, ministry intern at Liberty University. Seeking during that summer, I was sent to Gahanna, Ohio, seeking God. What is it? What is it? And God put conference ministry in my head. And at that point, he had brought me out of the depths, Psalm 71:20, that he told me that my last 2x4, he had brought me out. He'd set me in a good place. But now I was like, okay, now that I'm in a good place, now what are you going to do? And Habakkuk 2-4, I'll never forget. I was teaching on the promise, on the armor of God. And I looked down at my Bible and conference ministry had been swirling in my head. And Habakkuk 2-4 was open in my Bible. Habakkuk says, I will sit here and I will wait. And I will see what he will answer me when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision down, make it plain on tablets, that the one who reads it may want run, for the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens towards the goal. It will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it. And I had another 2x4. Okay, conference ministry. The vision's yet for the appointed time. It hastens towards the goal, though it tarries. Wait for it. That was in 2003. 2004, 2005, 2006 went by. I got married. I had 2 children and I started to get really discouraged thinking, God, here you said conference ministry and it's 2007 and there ain't no sign of conference ministry. It's nowhere, nowhere. I'm doing little things here and there. I'm doing what people ask me to do, but conference ministry, where is the opportunity that you told me about so long ago? Where is it, God? And in that moment, God, I looked down at my Bible, Habakkuk 1:5 says, look among the nations, observe, wonder, for I'm doing something in your days that you wouldn't believe if you were told. And in that moment when there's nothing, I had another 2x4. Okay, God, you're going to do something big. I just don't know what it is. I was looking for a promise. I was discouraged. Some of you are looking for a promise and you're discouraged out there today and you need God to affirm and confirm what he already has said to you. In 2010, Blush launched. In 2011, we had our first conference here in Dallas. And I was on cloud 9. It was amazing. Everything I had ever wanted. The first conference was, I waited. And here God had not only given me my conference ministry, it was more than I could believe. I couldn't believe that we had had such a great turnout. It was amazing. And a couple of weeks later, I got a letter in the mail from an attorney. And I was thinking, well, this is weird. Why do I have this letter from this attorney? And I opened up the letter and it was a cease and desist letter. And I started getting really nervous, called my husband. God, what is going on with the cease and desist letter? And it was a problem that we had with the name. And here a couple weeks later, I get another cease and desist letter. And I'm thinking, Lord, you're the one who gave me the name. What's going on here? What's going on here? And at that time, I really needed another 2x4 to lay down, another promise. I had so far constructed my life on the promises of God, that God had specifically given me, the promises that were mine to claim because he had revealed that they were mine to claim. And here I was at a point where I needed another promise. And I'll never forget that dark day where I'm thinking, what am I going to do? We spent all these thousands and thousands of dollars. In Isaiah 49:8, thus says the Lord, in a favorable time I have answered you, in the day of salvation I have helped you. I will keep you and give you for a covenant for the people to restore the land, to make them inherit desolate heritage, saying to those who are bound, go forth, and to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. In the favorable time, I have answered you. Minutes later, I got an email from a girl who had contacts to an attorney who was an awesome attorney who took our case for free and was able to fight this letter that I had in the mail. In the favorable time, I have answered you, Autumn. Another 2x4. In 2012, I sent my book proposal out. And I was very insecure, very vulnerable when I did it. They asked me to come back and make some changes to my proposal. And I was thinking, man, this is like everything that I, every insecure piece, every insecure thought I had put in this book. And I was saying, Lord, you've got to publish it. You've got to use it. You've got to use all these stories that you've given me. You need to come through. And I was seeking God, not man, not my feelings, not my circumstances. I was seeking God for another 2x4. And he showed me Isaiah 30:23. Then he will give you rain for the seed you will sow in the ground, and from the bread, from the yield from the ground, and it will be rich and plenteous. And on that day, your livestock will graze in a roomy pasture. For some reason, that spoke to me that day. Then he will give you rain for the seed of a book that you have put in the ground, and it will be rich and plenteous. Another 2x4. In 2012, my husband and I started the adoption process. And here we are, so stinking excited about adopting children. And I will never forget getting the phone call that we were matched with twin girls. Here, I constructed my life on the promises. I'd learned, you know, construct your life on what someone says about you or what someone does to you or the rejection that you faced or the talents that you seem to lack or the talents that you have or your husband or your wife or your children. You don't construct your life on those things because those things are fleeting. People's opinions change. Sometimes spouses pass away. Sometimes things happen and you get divorced. You know, sometimes children fall away. Sometimes children have a bad day. Never construct your life on anything other than the word of God and his promises. Remember hearing, you know, you're matched with twins only to find out 3 months later that the entire pregnancy was a scam. And what did I need? I needed a 2x4, a promise from God's word. And I went and opened up the scriptures, Isaiah 61:7. Instead of your shame, you will have a double portion. Instead of humiliation, which is how we felt, they will shout for joy over their portion. Therefore, they will possess a double portion in their land. 2 years later, we got a call about my son, Moses. The next day, we got a call about my daughter, Haven, and God didn't give us shame, but a double portion. So many other promises I could talk about today. So many other ones. I asked the Lord which ones specifically you needed to hear. There's one about a house. There's one about frustration. There's one about direction. But this is my life and your life. If you feel like you're out of control, if you feel like you've put your weight in so many other things that don't pan out, that don't satisfy, that you can't, they're not achieving for you what you want, you feel sort of out of control, my advice to you today is to construct your life on the promises of God. Seek his word as stones in your life and build on them. 2x4s in your life and build on them. I wish you could see the hand motion that I've used. 2x4s that you stack on top of each other, and that's how you build your life, because the promises of God do not fail. It says in Joshua 21:45, not one of the good promises of God that he made to the children of Israel failed. All came to pass, and they'll come to pass in your life as well. Thanks for listening today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.